There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Marin is in El Cajon, and her boyfriend made a pretty significant mistake texting something personal while drunk to Marin's best friend. Oops.
Yeah.
Good morning, Marin. Sorry about this.
Hi. Thank you. And thanks for having me. It's been really weird.
This is kind of a tough one. Go ahead.
Okay. So my boyfriend and I, we have been together for about 2 years. And we lived together. He had gone out day drinking with his friends, and then he came home just to take a quick shower because we were all going to go out that night together. I woke up from a text from my best friend letting me know that my boyfriend had sent her an inappropriate picture, and I did not know about that. Now, I did confront him, and I asked him about it, and he acted surprised, and he said he drank so much that night, and he didn't even remember.
When you say an inappropriate picture, what exactly do you mean?
I mean, options are pretty limited. He sent a picture of his chest and, like, his package and stuff.
Yikes. Yeah. Now, he's claiming, I don't even know what you're talking about. I was that drunk.
Yeah, he pretty much was like, I don't remember, you know, I've been drinking, which he had. And I don't want to make excuses for him, but I'm kind of torn because, you know, people can make mistakes, but it also puts me in a weird position because, like, you know, that's my best friend, and then this is my boyfriend, who I also live with, and... You know, he's also apologized, and I don't know, I'm kind of torn because I do love him, and, you know, no one's perfect, but I don't know what to do because he has made comments about her being, you know, pretty, which she is, so I don't know what to do.
Okay, so, number one, when you confronted him about it and he says he doesn't remember, do you believe him?
He did have a lot to drink that day.
Okay.
Now, has your best friend or anybody else ever said something similar has been sent to them in the past?
Not to my knowledge, no. And I would hope that they would come to me and say something. So, yeah.
Is your name similar to your best friend's name? Could there have been a misconstrued, a misdirected text that you were supposed to get, but say Marin, your friend Marin, or Mary has a name similar? Could that have been an issue?
I wish. I mean, her name starts with an S. It's Sarah, so it's not even close.
I know this has happened to John.
Excuse me?
I know that this has happened to me where we've sent a text to somebody, not necessarily a picture, but a text to someone, and we're like, oh no, I sent that to the wrong person.
Yeah, Marin, I accidentally sent an eggplant emoji to my mom. I swear to God, it was an accident. In fact, I don't know how it got there. Maybe we're talking about Parmesan. I don't know, but that happened.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was pretty awkward, but we're not trying to make light of your situation here.
No,
but
not at all.
We're just saying that, yeah, this, I mean, yes, there
it
is
has
that.
Happened.
But there's a big difference between an inadvertent thumb swipe towards the wrong emoji and a pointed picture of different parts of your body. Man, that's a real slippery slope.
Yeah.
One more question. When your best friend Sarah said to you, hey, man, this isn't cool, what did she suggest that you do? Have you had that conversation with her? Does she like, girl, run away?
Well, she didn't suggest anything. I think that she feels also awkward, and I think she's kind of leaving it up to me. Clearly, I don't know if she I don't know what she would do in my position, but she did let me know, so I'm really glad that she at least did that.
Okay. Well, here we go. She needs your help, guys. Come on. 833-287-1037. What do you think Marin should do? Love him or list him?
Marin, would you please hang tight? We're going to see what the KS1 family has to say. Maybe we can figure this all out together.
Okay, thank you.
All right, 833-287-1037. Love him or list him. Marin's got a tough one today. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
I woke up from a text to my best friend and letting me know that my boyfriend had sent her an inappropriate picture, and I did not know about that. Now, I did confront him, and I asked him about it, and he acted surprised, and he said he drank so much that night, and he didn't even remember.
That is Marin in El Cajon, and she needs some help at 833-287-1037. It's a sticky situation. Should she love her boyfriend of 2 years or list him?
Rosie in Carlsbad, what's your advice for Marin? What should she do with her boyfriend, love him or list him?
I wonder, though, if he deleted the text and didn't remember, quote, that would be a red flag. If it was truly a drunk text, I still think I'm on the fence of listing him.
Yeah. It makes you think a lot, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's very sketch, is what it is.
Totally. You don't just accidentally send that.
I mean, I can see an accidental send, but to her best friend, who he's happened to mention is hot in the past.
Yeah, and I would find out if he still has the photo and the text.
Oh, that's a good point.
Or did he send it and leave thinking that she was never going to see it?
Bob and Chula Vista, what do you think Marin should do?
Punt him. That's that. Don't believe him.
100%. He meant to do it. Knew what he was doing.
Yep.
My exactly. Only question to that, and I don't disagree with what you're saying, but what did he think was going to happen? What did he think the outcome was going to be? Like, ooh, I'm into that. It's her best friend, for crying out. Can you be that drunk that you're just that stupid and oblivious?
No, you're not that drunk, and he's bad news. Don't let him get away with it.
Ruth in Eastlake, what do you think Marin should do?
I had this happen to me kind of similar, and it turns out my guy was really into my best friend. So I'd say she's got to list him.
My God, are we that dumb? I guess we are.
Yeah, some people are. Let's go back to Marin now. Marin, what do you feel in your heart, in your gut?
So in my gut, in my heart, just because I don't think I can let it go. It makes me feel so uncomfortable. I just, after listening to everybody and just sitting with myself also, I don't think I can forgive that activity, because in my darkest, drunkest days, I've never picked up my phone and texted someone while in a relationship that I found some other person hot and sent them pictures of my parts, you know? So I think deep in my heart, I think I have to list them. It's inappropriate. And I don't want to have to lose sleep and think about it. Do you know what I mean?
You know, I could offer a couple of devil's advocate points of views, but I don't disagree with anything you just said. And you clearly have your mind made up. So Marin, I know it's been it's a 2 year relationship. So I know this isn't an easy decision for you. I'm sorry that your feelings were hurt, and I'm sorry that your heart hurts, but I mean, you got to go with your gut. You do right by you. Okay.
Thank you. And listen, maybe now he can send his package and parts to anybody he wants, you know, because sober or not sober, now he can live his heart's desire. So, yeah.
Marin's made her choice. There you go, honey. Thank you for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.